15. It is 11:05, and this is the legislature's legislative council. Pam, could you call the roll, please?
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Machicki. Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault. Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson. Representative Tito.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
10 members present.
Mr. President, on your colleague.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I would like to state that Senator Machicki would be with us today, but he is with some representatives from FERC, and they are touring some platforms down in the Cook Inlet.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, call for a motion to go into executive session, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 to discuss a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential to allow counsel to receive legal advice in the form of attorney-client communications from legal counsel. I would ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Pam Varney, Katrina Marthani, Doug Gardner, Suzanne Armstrong, Chad Hutchinson, Mark Higgins, Chuck Cobb, Jeff Turner, Julie Lucky, and Stacey Stone with Holmes Weddle Barcott. In addition, the following individuals can remain online via teleconference: Linda Hay, Bianca Carpinetti, Laura Peer, Aaron Murphy with Bancroft. We also welcome any legislators that are not on Ledge Council to remain with us.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to object just for a clarification comment.
Sure. What's your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure that what we do within executive session is required to be confidential and privileged, and that we don't get into a policy discussion that goes beyond receiving the legal advice and discussing the legal aspects or strategy that might be considered during some action.
Thank you for your comments, and then when we do end up going into open session, then it's available.
With that, I'll remove my objection.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator McKinnon.
Yes, go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that I was recorded for anyone online. So thank you.
Yes.
Present.
Yes, and Representative Johnson has joined us, and as well, so far, Representative Tammy Wilson is on the line as well. So at this time, we will take a brief at ease so that all the recording can be suspended. We're at ease. Back to order. The recording is on. Senator Meyer, could I have a motion, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that in accordance with the power vested in the Legislative Council under AS 24.20.0604(F) to sue during the interim between sessions, that Council authorize the following contracts in the following amounts. Number one, a contract in amount not to exceed $400,000 to pay Bancroft PLLC. And two, a contract in amount not to exceed $50,000 to pay Holmes, Weddle, and Barcott. As private counsel to bring suit against the governor of the state of Alaska by the Alaska Legislative Council on behalf of the Alaska State Legislature regarding issues related to Medicaid, invoices will be split as follows: 50% from the Ledge Council Chair budget, 25% from the Senate operating budget, and 25% from the House operating budget.
And I will object for discussion. Is there discussion? Representative Tito.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I do have a concern about moving forward with this action. I mean, I do, as has been portrayed in the opinion pages of our papers, I do know that we've got legal opinions from legislative legal counsel, from the Attorney General, all basically saying that the governor has the ability and the authority to take the action that he's taken. And I am concerned about spending money in our current budget times to actually perform an action that could cost the state money, as opposed to taking an action that might result in savings of money. And also recognize that while some states may have not expanded Medicaid, we do have over 30 states that have, so there are a lot of states, a majority, that have started working with the Affordable Care Act, accepting Medicaid, and we do have legal counsel that indicates that what the governor has done is a defensible action, and I do have a concern about going to outside counsel with an argument contrary to that.
Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A lot of that goes to the questions that have been asked of the legal counsel and a Supreme Court case that has come to light. So I think that the legal counsel has pretty solid footing to defend its right to make that policy call and add a whole new group to a category of Medicaid that under the U.S. Supreme Court has been, at least from what we can see, determined as optional. And any optional group has to be brought in by the legislature instead of unilateral action from the governor. So there are dueling legal opinions. I think it's sufficient that we've heard to go forward and challenge a governor in adding a new Medicaid group without the legislative authority, given that it is considered optional. So I think we're on good, solid ground. I think it's right for the legislative council to stand up for this right to make that decision as a legislature. So it's unfortunate that the test has come to this level, but I think it's important for us to back up our statutes and make the case.
Senator Huggins?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, unfortunately, at the national level, we've seen the precedence of what's happening and maybe the Congress being a bit timid. This is not the time for the Alaska State Legislature to be timid. And it's not about the issue, it's about the separation of powers. So I firmly urge members of this body to support the motion.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Mr. Representative Johnson.
I want to echo what the senator said. To me, this is about the future. I stood up and took an oath that I defend the Constitution, and I think this is one of the steps that I'm doing it, the separation of powers issue. Were it a different issue, I think I'd still have the same vote, whether I support, don't support. The issue is not as important to me as it is upholding the Constitution and maintaining the separation of powers, and understanding what our role is, the governor's role, and we're about to find out what the judiciary's role is, I think.
Okay, seeing no other discussion, I remove my objection, and we will proceed with the vote. Pam, roll call, please.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Tito.
No.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Chair Herron.
Yes.
10 yeas, 1 nay.
Okay. The motion is passed. Seeing no further business, we are adjourned.